Normally, when a celebrity athlete endorses a product, it gets more expensive. Kenny Malone from our Planet Money podcast tells us about one big-name basketball star trying to use his name to make his sneakers cheaper. Much, much cheaper.
All right, Stephon is taking his shoe off. He's holding it up.
Stephon Marbury is a two-time NBA All-Star who is not afraid of a bold sneaker choice. I'm colorblind, so I think it's like a salmon.
It's like a salmon pink.
But Marbury's boldest sneaker choice came in 2006 when he launched the Starberry, a basketball sneaker that cost $15.
Another basketball star is lending his name to a new sneaker.
Stephon Marbury unveils his line of high tops at a low cost,
making them affordable for low-income families.
Marbury was everywhere, explaining how when he was a little kid, he couldn't afford fancy shoes, and so he partnered with Steve and Barry's, a discount retail chain, to make this affordable sneaker. But interview after interview, the same question would come up.
One question I might ask is, are you cutting corners at the production end? Because that's a sensitive issue.
Not at all.
What the Starberry had was a price signaling problem. Because in retail, we use price as a signal of how good an item is. So the $15 price tag had unintentionally signaled that the Starberry was garbage. Stephon Marbury tried to fight this a couple of ways. For one, he challenged people to take an expensive shoe and his shoe.
When you cut both of the shoes down the middle with a chainsaw, and it'll do the same exact thing.
He did this over and over until finally...
Cut it down in half, it'll do the same exact thing.
Really?
John Stossel of 2020 actually took him up on this, took two shoes to a sneaker expert.
So he cut both shoes up, and he and others in the business concluded...
They're constructed the same way.
Marbury decided there was really one way to fight this price signaling problem once and for all.
The opening tip controlled by...
On November 1st in 2006, Stephon Marbury wore his $15 sneakers in a real NBA game, and it seemed to be going great until the third quarter.
Oh, Stephon has turned his ankle. He's asking to come out of the game.
He hobbled over to the bench.
Remember, he's playing in those reduced... priced shoes.
It was not the shoe, though. Someone had kicked him in the shin or something.
You know, it's part of basketball.
Marbury wore $15 sneakers for the entire season, and sales did great. In total, he sold over 4 million pairs of affordable sneakers. But in 2008, the financial crisis hit. The Steve and Barry's company went bankrupt, and around the same time, Marbury left the NBA. And for a lot of people who followed the Starberry story, this was where the great affordable shoe experiment ended. But it turned out it was not the end.
Well, I chong guo.
And what does that mean?
I love China.
Stephon Marbury went to play in the Chinese Basketball Association, where he led the Beijing Ducks to 3 championships. He has become a legend in China.
It's like a whole new life, baby. I can't tell you no lie. It's the truth. Statues, museums.
Am I mistaken? There was like a musical also?
Yeah, I did a musical.
From that moment, our lives connect.
Vice News went and recorded this play.
I am Marbury. We are all Marbury.
Stephon Marbury is now very well connected in the global hub of sneaker manufacturing. And so 6 years after it looked like his quest for cheap sneakers had died, Marbury is going to try and bring back the Starberry. There's a limited run available online, and the company is starting to ramp up production for a relaunch. Can you still make and sell basketball sneakers for $15 that you could play basketball in?
Yes, you can. Because I want all the little kids to be happy when they're playing on the court with fresh pair of kicks. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's really about.
This time around, Stephon Marbury will also include a couple of higher-end shoes in his line. For him, that means $50, $60. Kenny Malone, NPR News.